Cronk and the Bro podcast.
Cronk and the Bro.
Welcome back.
Another episode.
Thanks for listening.
And watching. So this is Cronk and the Bro, episode 4.
Yep. And we are in the heat of summer. It is hot. Steaming hot. My car read 103 degrees the other day. It's just concrete jungle out there.
Yeah, I mean, I love summer, but it's very hot. It's very, very hot.
And summer in the city is probably the worst place to be.
Yeah.
You know, everything smells like burning garbage and just the fumes coming up from the sidewalk.
You smell everything. You smell absolutely everything.
Yep. And now with the masks too, it's like extra hot.
Yeah.
Extra hot in there.
It's you gotta take breaks. Like when I'm not in front of people, I pull it down. And when I forget from people, I pull it back up. You know, it's like up, down, up, down.
Yeah. But, I mean, like running in a mask is just like nearly impossible.
Oh God, that's awful. Yeah. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. Well, speaking of uncomfortable, that brings us to our first debate
over. Right.
I mean, what's more uncomfortable?
Being a woman who has big boobs, or, I mean, not specifically you, but the.
Luckily, I don't.
Posing the question.
Luckily, I don't, but being a man who has big balls, inconvenient balls.
Wow.
So, I mean. Summer doesn't help, obviously, with the balls because...
No. It's swamp-ass season.
Yeah.
It's swamp-ass season.
And, like, you know, it always depends, like, what's going on downstairs because they can stick to your leg. Like, the hairs don't help. I mean, obviously, Danny, if you don't, because you can groom down there.
Okay.
But then it gets more sticky. Sometimes the hair helps. Sweaty. I mean, sweaty. I mean, like, you know... Balls are very inconvenient.
Okay. But.
Very, very inconvenient. Certain
times. If we're talking in terms of like size and weight, I hate to break it to you, but the women in the big boob department, and I myself am very blessed in that department, but I hate to break it to you. You try running with two like 5-pound skin bags on your chest and like go for a run. You'll get hit in the face with your own boobs. Try it.
I feel like for me, like if I was a woman and I had big boobs, it would be worth the struggle.
Oh, come on.
100%. 100%. More so than having like, more so than having big balls.
Yeah, but you can just
you
like.
You can accidentally sit on your
you
own
You can
balls.
Wear
it's
the
like,
right type of underwear and just go suck them up and, you know, closer to the body. And half the year, you don't even have to worry about it. Like the cold weather, right? They go, they shrink up.
Yeah, but it depends, like, what's going on, you know? Like, if you're outside, like, in the bitter cold, like, yeah, they're going to shrivel up a little bit, but, like,
cold water, too, right?
Yeah, cold water, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it also depends. Some people, you know, do better in cold water than others. I mean, it's a whole thing, but, like, I just feel like, overall, like, having big boobs, there's, like, power behind the boobs.
Well, yeah, because a guy with big balls, you don't see the power until you're in the bedroom, but that's not really where you want the power.
But no one likes balls anyway. No one likes balls, you know?
I know, but they are so much easier to tame. You have to, like, it's so much easier to tame.
You know what it is? Boobs, it's a weight problem, but I feel like balls have different odd inconvenient problems that boobs don't necessarily have.
I don't know. You're like, not. You can't speak from the experience. You can't
I don't know. Maybe
speak
I
from
can't.
It.
Maybe I can't. But I just know that if I was a woman and I had huge boobs, like my life would be completely different. Obviously, it'd be
God.
A woman, but like be different that way. But like I would have been like a kingpin at my high school if I was a chick with big boobs. Like I would have run shit. Like no question.
Okay, but you're looking at all the pros of it, and yes, that is like one part of it. People like stare sometimes, whatever.
I would have.
But you're not looking at the cons. Like you talk about your, the junk sticking to your legs. Well, I met like all in here gets sweaty too, and it just. Warm weather activities, like, again, come back to the running. you know. The
running, yes, but you can't sit on your own boobs. It's impossible, right?
Okay.
I mean, maybe there's okay. someone on the internet who can sit on their boobs.
But try, know, like, but. Even things like, you know, boxing, where you're supposed to keep, like, tight footwork and arm work and stuff like that.
You just got to have big hooks, you know. You just got to,
like, I mean, you know. Like, your titties get in the way.
Golf, you know? I imagine it would be tough.
Yes.
Golf's probably tough.
Yes. Well, I know, because I've been elbows. Trying to learn to golf.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I'd be curious to talk to the female golfers of the world.
It's worth the glory. I think it's worth the glory. Oh, because no one cares. Balls are like, they look weird. They look like, you know, like dried up prunes. And like, you know, it's like, they're not fun at all.
And they only get saggier with age, I imagine.
It's terrible.
Gravity is not your friend in that department.
It's terrible.
It's not.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just, boobs, there's so much more power.
It's worth it.
It's worth the back.
Come on.
You just take a couple Advil. Yeah,
the back
and
pain.
And then you're like,
oh,
and
stop
then you're unstoppable.
It. Okay,
you know
but
mean?
Let me tell you something about this. Wait until you're like out in public on a day like today where it's 103 degrees and the goddamn underwire of your bra breaks in public and you don't like walk around with an emergency bra. So now you got like two daggers sticking up into your boob from underneath. And, like, you have to live with that for the whole rest of your day.
Listen, if I'm walking around summer and I got bowling balls in front of me and they happen to pop out, now I'm internet famous.
No. Let me tell you something. When you are big in that department, you do not go braless. I love how all, like, people of the world.
Well, swimsuits and stuff.
Okay, but that's different. A swimsuit is totally different than, like, everyday wear. Mm. You can't walk around with no bra as a woman with large breasts. You just can't. Mm. Because that would attract so much more attention. Nipples come glaring through. It's just they move side to side faster than you can even, like, keep track. They're on their own course, you know? Like, I don't know. This is the only motion. What? Back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah.
Not even from running, well, just from walking.
Well, at least you
can't
know,
let them swing
at,
free.
At least, like, boobs, you kind of know where they're, you know they're up here. Like, one like will hang lower than the other, and then like one will stick, and then one will like shrink up. Like it's a mess down there.
It's
the reason why they call it garbage. They call it your garbage for a reason, because it's just like bags like in between your legs, walking, sitting.
Okay, but and, like, how do you almost and sit on name. Them? You almost sit on them.
I've sat. Yes, men sit on their own ball sometimes.
Sounds painful.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, I mean, like, obviously, like, you adjust, because, you know.
As best you can if you're in a public place.
And this is why men have to manspread sometimes. Not like, oh, the obnoxious ones,
I
obviously.
Hate the manspreading.
But men got to do it.
Yeah, but do
like,
you see women, like, titty spreading? Like, whew, it's hot in here. Let me titty
like,
spread.
Like, men would complain about that.
Oh, come on.
If it did a breast spread. Who's going to complain about that?
You're such a shit.
Just saying.
I don't know. I think the guys have it so easy in that department.
No, I think having like big boobs like is, I don't know. There's like hidden advantages everywhere, you know.
You're only looking at the pros. You're not looking at the cons.
I guess I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You have to live a day in the life.
Balls have very few like pros.
Also, like too much attention. It's like, ugh, you know, go away. Stop looking.
Then you get your peasants to fetch you something.
Well,
you know?
I mean, that's why you choose to wear something that's not, you know, risque or something.
Mm, you got to hide them, I guess.
You do. You have to keep them, like, you know, I don't know. Only bring them out on special occasions.
I just can't imagine what my, I don't know. It would be different. I don't know.
Men have it so easy. Mm. I'm sorry to say. Hate to say it.
I guess. I just, you know, just like in high school, if I was the girl with the big boobs.
Oh, come on.
And then you go up to a guy. If a girl came up to me in high school, it's like, the big boobs, like, oh, I need a ride home. Okay. It's done. Like,
okay, but that's so superficial. That's so superficial. Come on. You also want to be, like, taken seriously. You know?
Yeah,
like, you want to
take someone seriously with, like, Two garbage bags in between their legs, just like walking all weird and stuff. Well, it's going to take someone seriously.
Big old balls?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the person with the big old balls also has like a wide stride.
This is why the manspreading happens. But you don't want to walk like a duck. You don't want big balls. Like,
you call it
the
cowboy walk, right?
Yes.
Like in the summertime, you like walk wide and stuff.
Yeah, you got to like, it's almost like you do that stretch where you like bring your knee up and across. Like you got to sometimes like.
You do a hip stretch.
Yeah.
Like walking down the street.
You got to pop your hip open so your nut gets off of your leg. It's crazy. Yeah, see that face you just made? There you go.
Oh.
You helped me prove my point.
And how do I get my tit off my stomach when it's sweating there? I'm sorry. I can't do anything.
You get to like
lift it and then lift it.
You just go like this. No. You just, you know, perk them up and be like, hey, what's up?
You know? No, you don't like use your arm as a shelf. I mean, I'm telling you, like, they're heavy. You hold them, hold one. I should weigh them one time because I'm telling you, easily five pounds on each.
Yeah, listen, the weight thing, there's no question. I can't deny that.
And like if they're coming up and flapping in your face, running and running.
I mean, I guess you're wearing the right sports bra for that. The weight is no, there's no debate there.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops are
like,
much more.
We're talking about like a 1 pound sack maybe. Versus up to 10 pounds of two sacks, meaning these.
Depending on...
Like 1 to 2 pounds.
Depending on the size.
It's got to be like in the 1 to 2 pound range.
That's actually a good question. How much do nuts weigh?
How would you...
Because boobs are all very...
Average
nuts weigh.
Of course. Like, and nuts vary too, I'm sure. But like, how would you weigh them without also weighing the junk?
You'd have to go to the grocery store, just like squat on top of the produce and just like drop them on, just see what happens. You know?
Don't do that. You'll get arrested for doing that.
No, I'm not going to do it.
In coronavirus era,
someone at home do it, okay?
Dropping your nuts.
Go get a fruit scale and just see what happens, and you know, leave it in the comments.
I actually do have.
You have a fruit scale?
Well, yeah, I have a fruit scale at home. I may weigh my protein with it. Oh my God! Don't you dare! Right, I'll never
I
be.
I won't.
Buy your own like ball scale.
I'm gonna let the
prefer.
Internet solve this one.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Someone
I'll leave
will
it to
tell
you guys.
You.
I know there's an expert out there who's probably already done it, so I'll leave it to you. But that's a good question.
Yeah. How much do they weigh? I would guess between the 1 to 2 pound range.
I don't know if they're gonna. I don't know if they would be 2 pounds. That
no, may... I meant like combined.
Combined.
Because it's gonna be hard to weigh one.
Oh, yeah, you got to weigh them together, of course.
Yeah,
you got to weigh them together, you know? See, this is the... boobs, you can kind of put them apart. Nuts, you got to, you know, they're paired up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it is what it is. I mean, you could, like, you know, you can give it the brain, which is sort of basically see?
The bird.
You see
is
that?
It, what's it called? The bird. There's something
the brain.
The bird, right?
Well, no, there's the bat wing. You stretch them open. It's like a bat wing. But then there's the brain where you pinch
it's
your finger
so
like that.
Gross.
See, this is my point. This is exactly
it's
my
gross.
Point. No one likes balls. Everybody loves boobs.
Oh, stop.
Everybody loves boobs.
Stop that. You're being so superficial.
They look great
right now.
And they nurture.
You're being
like,
so superficial
just,
right now.
Boobs are just better. They're way better than nuts.
Okay, so let's talk
way
about
better.
The sports playing experience.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you contain them during sports?
It's awful for men. It's awful.
Hmm.
Now, thankfully, there have been some advances, but when I was a kid, like, not like, you know, probably, let's say, like, from, like, 7 to, like, probably a teenager, like, the old-fashioned cups were terrible,
yeah.
Okay? Because like, not only, like, you have to wear, like, the cup thing, actually, you know, the actual cup thing, whether it's playing soccer or baseball, I mean, football, you know, football and hockey and lacrosse, I mean, you know, it's... You got to wear something to cover it up.
What's the worst ball to get hit in the nut with?
Well, that's a good question. Mm. The soccer ball is probably the worst because
Ooh.
You got surface area.
Big, yeah.
It's just like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, no
direct,
one...
And, like, direct hit. It could hit
See,
all
this
three.
This is the advantage. The boobs, it would just bounce
Excuse
off.
Me. For the record, it freaking hurts to all get right. balls hit here, too.
Listen, it hurt. You know, either one hurts. But I'm just saying... A soccer ball right to the nuts. I think that was for me when I got hit. I think I hit maybe twice, 2 or 3 times. Thank God. But you know, that just the surface area is bad. Now a hockey puck or a lacrosse. I never got hit in the nuts with a hockey puck. I'm sure that would hurt depending on who's doing a slap shot.
That's solid.
Lacrosse. I've never been hit. I play a lot of lacrosse. I've never been hit with a lacrosse ball, but that would hurt. But just surface area wise, it is. But the thing about jock straps is, at least the old school ones, the ones they have now are a little bit better. But
the thong, the male thong.
Oh, it's terrible. Like the cup also, sometimes it'll pinch your nut against your leg. And then like the cup slides around and then like it like gives you like rashes inside of your thighs.
Okay.
So, if that, so
we get rashes inside our thighs too. It's called thigh chafing.
Well, that happens to everybody, but I'm just saying the ones that came out, at least when I was younger, the ones I have now like are better because you could put them on the outside of your shorts because the ones like before
inside
they were snug like in between your legs like it would always rub against your legs. So if any running or sprinting you're doing, you're basically your legs are just like scraping.
It's like going side to side.
It's terrible.
So, but what do you think is worse, a jock strap or a thong for a woman?
Well,
I mean, I know you can't speak to the experience, but
I've never worn a thong myself. I guess the closest I've had to wearing a thong is a jock strap. It's like but see, I guess, and I'll have to defer to you for this one, but at least a thong in the front, it doesn't look too bad.
Wait. Where do you think the skinny part goes?
The skinny part goes, the really thin part?
Yeah. Where do you think it goes?
I think by the look on your face, I think I know now where it goes. I didn't know before.
Wait, no, tell me. Don't change your answer. Tell me where you think it goes.
Define what skinny part you're referencing. Because when I hear thong, any man that hears thong is going to think it's the ass crack. Like the really skinny part goes in the butt cheeks.
Okay, no, that's correct. That's correct. Right. For some reason, when you were saying that before, I got the impression that you thought the skinny part went down the front. And I don't know. I just got that impression.
What I'm
you.
Saying is like the front is definitely, I think, in my opinion, the front of a thong versus the front of a jockstrap. No question. I think it's way worse for guys.
Okay, but really, we're not comparing the fronts because the front is it's really the front of a jockstrap because that's like the uncomfortable part.
Yeah.
Versus the back of a thong, because that's the uncomfortable part for the woman. It's the skinny part. It goes right up your ass. But then you don't get the underwear line.
Which is hilarious that it's painful because it's one of those things. They all want to do it. They all want to, you know, go to the beach and, you know.
Right.
Men do not want. I mean,
beach thong is a totally different category. That's very like you're feeling good. And strutting it all. I'm talking about more like underwear thong. But sure, beach thong too. Why not?
Yeah. No. I would never wear a jock strap unless it was playing a sport. But now the ones they have are more like shorts versus like the old fashioned ones. Oh.
So now it's shorts and you wear it on the outside?
It's evolved. Oh, men, I mean,
that's
at least for me,
easy now.
Oh, easy now. But when I was a teenager, it was terrible.
You had the strap.
It was terrible. The worst years for a jock strap for me. Before they had like the shorts that came out,
the new and improved.
And I actually, when I play lacrosse, I wear my shorts inside out because I want the cup to be on the outside.
Right, so it's not.
So it's not snug inside. And being pulled in by the material.
Right.
Another life hack of.
I don't know though, because like when you're wearing a thong and you're out and about, and that's what you're wearing for the day, like at least with a jock strap, you're talking like. 1 hour, 2 hour tops. Then you go to the locker room, you change out of it. I don't know. I think it's way more of a time commitment. If we're talking bra and thong, actually, simultaneously, you know, you got the up here and the up, you know, wedgie, self-inflicted wedgie back here. I mean, I like wearing a thong, but I'm like particular about which one they like
to
wear.
Well, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, again, the only time a man could probably top is if a man had to wear a cup for an entire
game. I actually, that's an amazing, later when we have our next bet, that's an amazing bet that you just came up with.
I will never bet that with you.
Oh, come on. You just came up with it. That's an amazing bet. That's you horrible. Have to walk around in a jock strap for a whole work day. Yeah, with the cup. And I'll walk around in a thong like I do.
I mean, I'll have to get deep of beer so I don't feel it. I mean, I'm going to have to do something to counteract the chafing in the thighs.
That's an amazing idea you just had.
You're so evil.
This is great. Right. I can't wait till our next bet.
Not right.
I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that actually helps us transition to our segment.
Our fourth and final game.
Yeah, this is one of the game rotations. We haven't done this one yet, I don't think, right?
Nope. First time.
Yeah. So, this
it's called True Crime Detective.
True Crime Detective. So basically, we're each going to give each other a funny crime.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person, via multiple choice. This game would be multiple choice. And through via multiple choice, we have to find out how this crime was done. So you want to go, ladies first, you go ahead.
Okay. I picked this crime specifically for you, and you'll see why right away.
Alrighty.
Okay. So, a pizza shop owner in Delaware is closing up the shop, mm-hmm. and a burglar comes in with a machete.
Burglar comes in with a machete to a pizza
shop. He's by himself.
Okay. By himself.
Mm-hmm. He's closing up shop. What does the shop owner do to fend off the robbery? A. Does he chuck a glass bottle of Coke at his head? B. Does he spray seltzer in his eyes? C. Does he throw a pepperoni pizza at him? Or D. Does he dump boiling hot water on the burglar?
Oh, crap.
Lots of choices.
Four very good options.
Yeah.
An ice cold bottle of Coca-Cola. I wish that was the answer.
Because
that sounds delicious. I would just, if I was the burglar, I would just like snatch it, crack, and gulp. An ice cold Coke is awesome.
Glass bottle, your favorite.
So the four options were: there was a glass bottle, there was a pepperoni pizza thrown at him, seltzer in the eyes.
Yep.
And then the fourth one was
boiling water.
Boiling water. So it's at a pizza parlor. The boiling water is the most practical.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most practical self-defense. But I think for you, I don't think that's what the answer is, because that's too practical. I'm gonna go with to fend off the burglar with a machete. You know what? I'm gonna go with throwing the pepperoni pizza at the burglar.
Damn it!
I got it. Yes.
You got it.
Oh my god!
I thought maybe you'd be thrown off because it's so obvious. Like, obviously he throws a pizza at him because he's a pizza parlor.
Oh man.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Well, I mean, it's not that bad. It's to get, because again, like, someone's coming at you, you need like an edge up somewhere. So like a pizza, if you're throwing like a whole, did it say if it was like folded yet? It was like doughy.
No, it was like a cooked oven. No, after oven cooked pizza, cooked pepperoni pizza, threw it at his face. So, you know, like, what?
That's almost better than boiling water, because boiling water, you got to like, you have to hope that like if the water hits you and splashes on you, at least if it's a hot whole pizza.
Well, yeah,
hitting you in the face and the neck and stuff. That's
pretty crafty. And the article I read said it like landed on his head. So
perfect,
probably head. Landed on his head and then hopefully got the guy at the ground.
Oh, that guy's dead. It's because the guy spinning pizza is not dead.
He's not dead, but he's got like pizza in his hair and he's on the floor with pepperoni in his eyes.
That pizza maker's tossing him up all day. Like, he's got accuracy.
Yeah. But he's a machete in Delaware. Damn.
A machete in Delaware. And he's going to a pizza shop with a machete.
Yeah. Robbing a pizza shop with a machete.
Rough times we have ahead of us. Rough
but
times.
But I thought the pizza crime was particularly relevant for you. For your love of pizza.
You know me all too well. Yes. That's cool, though. Hey, well, I'm glad, I'm glad to hear that pizza probably could do it, fend him off. So.
Yeah. Now he's got to have pizza on the regular just in case, like a ninja.
That's cool. I thought for sure one of your options, I was going to predict that he pulled out his pizza cutter. And then, like, threw it like a ninja star. That's what I was hoping.
But oh, that would be a good way to defend yourself, too.
Seltzer wasn't too bad either, actually. It's just like a little
right, like
spray
a little
right in the eyes. You get some soda in the eyes. I never had soda in the eyes before, so. I think I've had champagne in the eyes.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it's like popped up?
I don't know. It didn't pop up. I feel like it was, like, sprayed accidentally. But seltzer in the eyes is not a bad. His little gun. Oh, those are four pretty good options, though, but.
Yeah. I tried to throw you off the scent, but I guess I got to try harder next time.
You're going to have to.
I know. All right. What do you got for me?
You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
This is an interesting one.
Okay.
I know this particular state in the U.S. gets a bad rap for crimes.
Florida? Oh!
Nailed
sorry,
it.
Floridians.
We like Florida, but you got, there's some weirdos in Florida. There's some
Northern,
oddballs.
Northern Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
A little bit.
The whole state's got some stuff going on, but hey, every state does.
Yeah.
But we love Florida, and we love it for this segment because my crime.
Okay.
These three burglars go into a house to what they think they're stealing, illegal drugs, illegal substances.
Okay.
In a container. Your four options for this crime. Okay? Basically, short story, three burglars go in, they're trying to find a drug with certain substances, and then they find out after they've already ingested these drugs. So which of these four items did these burglars mistakenly ingest?
Okay.
Is it A, candle wax? Is it B, silly putty? Is it C, cremated ashes?
Oh,
fuck. Or is it D, poison ivy powder medication?
Oh my God. I'm going to go with C, ashes.
Shit.
We both got it?
We both got it right. All right, that deserves a cross high five. So basically, these three burglars in Florida.
That is gross.
I know.
Ooh.
So apparently, the story goes, these three burglars, obviously, they stole this woman. They went to this woman's house, thought they were stealing cocaine. They actually broke them all up, did the lines. It was the woman's husband and her cremated dogs
did lines of. It feels so bad for that woman, too.
Like, oh, yeah, it's terrible.
They massacred.
It's awful. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't steal stuff. Okay. That's a lesson. Don't steal stuff.
Okay, but the color is totally different. I mean, I've never done cocaine, but the color of ashes,
I imagine. It's usually, like, grayish, right? Yeah. I would think, but I don't know. But, yeah, there's cremated ashes.
What the
hell
kind of cocaine is gray?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? I mean, they might have been.
They might have been high themselves.
Yeah, they might have been drunk. They might have just, you know, they might have mistaken it. They went in at night. Who knows? But that's karma getting back at you.
Ooh. Feel bad for that woman, but.
Don't do drugs and don't steal drugs. Bad scene. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
Don't snort someone's remains.
That's so nasty. That's a more than fair life lesson and moral of the story. Do not snort someone's ashes.
Yeah.
Cremated ashes.
Don't snort. Doesn't matter. Animal, person. Just don't do it.
Damn, I was hoping I was actually hoping the poison ivy powder medication would get you.
Because
I was thinking powder. I was like, okay,
it had to be powder if they were snorting it.
Yeah.
So like the first two were not options.
Well, I was only I was thinking maybe too in depth. I was thinking candle wax, like maybe they thought it looked like heroin, like a block of heroin. I've only seen it in movies, but, you know, candle wax, like heroin kind of comes in like, it looks like, you know, a brick package or, you know.
Well, like candle wax is opaque. And I've never seen heroin like in the flesh, but in the movies, it's sort of like liquidy clear, right?
It's like a little bit yellow. It's like a little bit like yellow and like, I don't know. I've only seen the movies when it's like packaged up. So it looks like there's like clear wrap over it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, silly putty, I guess I was trying to, like, same thing. Like, I think I watched Narcos too much. I was hoping
all
it would
those
be, like,
drug shows.
Little bricks where it's like, you know, it's a good show anyway. But, I was kind of hoping that would be.
But you couldn't snort silly putty. It's like.
Well, you have to break it up and, like, you know, use it. But, like,
I was just thinking. Silly putty is very elastic.
Yeah. But I was thinking, like, if they had, like, a solid thing. It could have been in any shape. You know, I was just thinking of like random things that they'd have to like break apart. I think I was thinking too much about Narcos and like packaging versus final product when someone actually like breaks it out. But,
right.
But yeah,
good. I think clearly we have to like up the ante a little bit next time we play this game. We have to make it even harder. Maybe we need to make like two-part questions.
Maybe. I mean, I thought these were pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
These are pretty good. I mean, I'm not like the options you gave for your crime are pretty good. But yeah, damn, I was hoping to get you with that one.
And I was hoping to get you too. Because I really like to win.
I know.
Well, you know this. I'm very
competitive. We both got the W today.
Yes.
So.
Tied.
Tied.
Tied for today.
Mm-hmm.
But no punishment yet. But no someday, your jockstrap punishment will come.
God, no. It's not good. It's not fun.
You came up with it.
Well, then I'm going to make you put, you know, 5-pound plates on top of your boobs and make you walk around like that for a day.
No problem. I'll wear the weighted vest around all day. We use that for training anyway. Challenge accepted.
Oh, that's true.
No you're problem.
Actually, yeah, you're, yeah. Damn, I gotta get creative here.
Mm-hmm. Well, but we have time to come up with that punishment.
We do have time.
We just,
for the next episode.
Can't lose.
Don't lose next time.
No.
The next crime I'll get you.
I'll get you, detective. Mm. I will get you.
I don't know. Maybe we're darker than we think, and we're experts at figuring out weird crimes.
Yeah. Well, we do.
We might be too good at this.
I know. We like those true crime shows, so.
All right. Next time. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Until next time.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.